Lois Lane has been anxiously watching the macabre scene taking place on the beach.
Oh, Superman, thank goodness you've arrived. How did you know?
No time for answers now, Lois. I've got to find out what's causing this strange behavior in our fish population.
As he looks out toward the crashing ocean, Superman's X-ray eyes and high-intensity ears detect the high-pitched voices and forms of 7 bottlenose dolphins.
If anyone can give me the answer to this riddle, I'll get it from the teachers, not the school. Wait here, Lois.
Up, up, then, in a dive that takes the Man of Steel hundreds of feet beneath the fouled waters, Superman swims down, down, faster than an atomic submarine, and finally settles in the depths of the murky waters and begins to decipher and learn the unique porpoise language.
Yes, I understand. Your aquasphere has recently been polluted.
Yeah.
By a foul-smelling substance. All the fishes in the Crystal Point area have been overcome by what? Oh, you call it the tidal marsh madness. And because you dolphins breathe air, you have not gone mad. But you're having much trouble. Your eyesight's been affected. Acne. Sore throats, huh? All my poor friends. We must do something immediately about these hideously polluting substances in our waters.
Far beyond the power of man's sciences, Superman's supervision rapidly breaks down the substances composing the hideous pollutant as he makes a mental note of each chemical substance in its relationship to the horrible whole.
Blah, 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 blah.
Thank you, friends, for the invaluable information you've given me.
Superman thanks the wise dolphins for their help and in one great jump rises out of the waters of Crystal Point.